You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery. Sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
On today's episode, Liz and I welcome Dr. Kim Allen to the show to discuss family life coaching. She talks about what it is, what it isn't, and even a few examples and stories of clients she's worked with. Kim also suggests how to find a family life coach, what types of issues and struggles family life coaches typically work with, and she shares some information for those who may be interested in learning more about how to become a family life coach. Dr. Kimberly Allen is Interim Associate Dean and Director of Academic Programs and Professor in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at North Carolina State University, as well as co-creator of the Family Life Coaching Association and co-owner of Sweet Gestalt LLC. Dr. Allen has over 20 years' experience working with youth and their families, and her research interests include family life coaching, student success, parenting, and relationship education. Dr. Allen is author of the book Theory, Research, and Practical Guidelines for Family Life Coaching. We hope you enjoy the show. Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the Stronger Marriage Connection. Thanks for being with us. We're glad to be with you. I'm Dr. Dave here at Utah State University, alongside Dr. Liz Hale, our clinical psychologist. We are striving to bring you the best research and resources, along with some tips and tools to help you create the marriage of your dreams. Oh man, Liz, I'm super excited about our guest today.
I'm so happy for you to have a good friend.
This is a good friend. So this is a good friend of mine. I've known her for like 12, 15, something, a lot of years. And we met when we were back at University of Missouri. So we were colleagues together back then. Now she's at North Carolina State University and she's killing it. She's absolutely the guru when it comes to all things family life coaching, even writing books on family life coaching. She started the Family Life Coaching Association. Welcome to the Stronger Marriage Connection, Dr. Kim Allen.
Oh, my goodness, Dave. It's so great to see you and be back with you again after all these years. And Liz, I'm so happy to meet you. Thank you both so much for having me here today.
We have a lot in common.
We do.
It is a pleasure, Kim. It really is. So excited to see you and to be able to talk. Man, since we've been together at University of Missouri, you've blown this thing up. And I can't wait to dive in, to let our listeners know a little bit more about family life coaching. You know, what it is, what it's not. Could you kick things off a little bit, starting kind of the big picture, maybe not, you know, a detailed history going back, but a little bit about how this has exploded and a little bit about kind of the difference in family life coaching and family therapy.
You bet. So I think the concept of having a coach got really really popular when we saw executives were hiring coaches. And so there were a group of us who were very interested in this idea of coaching psychology, which is really taking the client as the expert and really helping them achieve their goals. Well, many of us family scientists were doing education and therapy and counseling, but really saw an opportunity to help the clients that we are serving really be the expert in their lives. So really at its core, family life coaching is taking what we know in family science about what's good in couple relationships, what's good in family relationships, and partnering that with the process from coaching psychology, which is really client-led, and you're letting the clients identify their strengths and utilizing those strengths to identify action steps to move themselves forward towards the goals they set for themselves. So it's definitely in the same genre. It's a helping field. So You know, definitely you need some credentials, you need some background, but it's different than say therapy or counseling, because we're not trained in trauma. We're not trained in healing past, experiences. It's more about the current and the future and working towards those goals to help couples and their families make sure they're on the same page and then move forward together towards what it is that's important to them.
Okay. Yeah. I like that distinction as far as like the trauma and really intense, mental health and those abuse or I don't know, those kinds of things that feel like it takes it in a different direction. But man, what a need there is for family life coaching.
Well, I mean, really, I couldn't agree more. And I think there's the stigma around coaching doesn't exist in the way it does in some of the other helping professions. I think it's a thing you do. You hire a coach when you want to get even better at something.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that analogy for sure.
And lately I've even met some great marriage coaches. So, people who are just interested in doing the marriage research, they have a unique angle. So I'm really so happy to hear about this family life coaching. I'd never heard about it until today. So I'm thrilled, Kim and Dave. Thank you for bringing it to my attention. You and I are both marriage and family therapists, Kim. And I will admit that the more people that are in a session, the more my anxiety just raises.
It's hard to manage all these people, right?
There's a lot of voices. And gosh, we would just love to get a little peek onto maybe a family you have worked with, something that was really successful. Anybody come to mind that you could set the stage for us on how this family life coaching really goes?
Sure. Well, I'll talk about a client I worked with recently. It was a family that I worked with. And I imagine you both have seen this. There's a new baby in the relationship and mom and dad have always been on the same page. But then all of a sudden, this new little person comes in their lives and all the routines and all the normalcy kind of is out the door. So I had this couple who came to me and they were really struggling. They were really struggling with, I think, things that we often see with new parents where, mom was overwhelmed. Mom was completely and totally overwhelmed, didn't feel super supported by dad. Dad felt like he was being super supportive, but dad also felt like mom was a little giving too much attention to the baby. And so really this couple came to me like, we both love our child, but we don't really like each other right now. And I think one of the things that I think is so important in family life coaching is we have that family science background, right? So we can normalize like, hey, look, first thing I did was I talked to this couple about it's really hard anytime there's a big transition. So definitely had them talk about sort of, and it's so fun with couples. They're like, let me tell you all the things I'm mad about, which I think is important, but it's also as a coach, you have to really help focus them then. Okay. Where is it where you want to go and what is your goal? So one of the very first things that we did within our first session was to talk about where it is they want to be. So anytime they started to get in the, let me complain, which is a normal thing we want to do. Then I could come in as the coach and say, well, how is this helping us reach your goal? And I would state what their goal was. How is this helping you guys get on the same page and back to a happy place in your couple relationship? So that it really kind of got them thinking outside of what I'm feeling right now and got them thinking more about what are the actions I can do to help me move towards the place I want to be. So using the language of our clients and helping them really identify that goal early on we can all go back to where is it we're hoping to go. So that's just one example. I do see a lot of parents with young children. That happens to be one of the areas I focus on. But the thing about coaching is I think it could work with couple relationships even before you have children, after the children are gone. Anytime there are those big transitions and there's some stress in that family system, coaching can be a great resource to kind of help them get back on that same page.
It's client-led then. That's the biggest difference, right? It's
very client-led. Absolutely.
It's their North Star. It's where they're going. And how large of a family have you worked with? How many people have you fit into a session before, Kim? Just curious.
Well, for me personally, mostly I work with the couple, the two parents, if there's two parents.
Even though we call it family.
My best job ever, I get to work with a lot of students. And every once in a while, I work with families who are like, can you help my student who's a college-age student And I will say, well, the three of us are going to work together, or the four of us are going to work together. So I have worked with a whole family unit. But because most of my clients have young children, I work with the parents more than I do with the whole family. But when adolescents are involved, I think having their voice at the table is super important. In fact, I had one student whose parents were so excited for them to go to college, and he was not interested in going to college at all. So we all three, you know, it was a mom and a dad and an adolescent, an 18-year-old. I guess that's legally adult, but we all know the brain hasn't fully developed quite yet. So still a young person. And so he got to have his voice as part of that family coaching session for sure.
Yeah. What did come from that? What came from that?
He was not ready to go to college. He needed some time off. And his parents had a hard time hearing that. His parents, I think, had their vision of what they wanted for him. And they really, in that first session, they were able to kind of talk about what it is that I kind of use appreciative inquiry. So that idea around making sure that they're seeing what their dreams are, what it is that they want to discover. And the parents were really able to hear for the first time that his dream was different than their dream. And it wasn't something that he was able to really say in a way they could hear it before we had a couple of sessions. And then he was able to, you know, be heard, and he felt so validated and heard. And then his parents were eventually able to kind of get behind him in a gap year. And honestly, I didn't reconnect with them after that year. So I'm hoping he made his way to college.
But well done on getting that gap year approved of on all sides. That's not an uncommon request of adolescents, I've noticed.
I think more and more common. I think we especially coming out of COVID, our young people are feeling a lot of anxiety and some stress and some pressure, and sometimes going straight into that parent's plan isn't the right plan for that young person.
The parent plan, yeah. Well said.
Yeah. Well, so I love this process, Kim. It sounds like of just guiding and helping them kind of figure out things on your own, almost with a guide, almost not like a referee, but a coach, and yeah, to help them on their journey. Now, I often talk with students, you know, on campus and others, and I'm sure that you do as well, that they are just so excited. I talk to them about what I do as a family life extension specialist, and they're like, oh, I love that. And one of the biggest things I hear from students is, I just want to help people. You know, I have this desire to help people, but they often don't know, you know, what to major in. They don't know, marriage family therapy is really hard to get into. And so I can imagine many of our listeners right now are listening and thinking, family life coaching, this is so new. How do I get started? Can you share a little bit about the process? Because I think that there's even a lot of, I would say here in Utah, a lot of stay-at-home moms or those who are thinking, I still want to contribute and help people.
Right.
What's the process? How do they go about doing that?
I love that question. And the beauty of it and the scary part of it is that we're really unregulated in the coaching world right now. So there are more and more academic programs that are starting to focus on coaching. So you can get degrees kind of in areas around coaching. For example, here at NC State, we have a certificate program in coaching. So you could get 12 credit hours and leave with a certificate in coaching. But many of the coaches, particularly the family life coaches that I work with, come with a lot of lived experiences that are also super valuable. Like, I'm a mom and I want to help other moms, or I've worked in education for a long time. I want to help students succeed. So academic coaches are a subset of some of our coaches. So really a lot of the coaches I know have degrees in things like marriage and family therapy, family science, psychology. But I also know others who are coming from different fields and kind of do more of a credential based entry into the field of coaching. So what I like to say to parents when they're or couples when they're looking for a coach is it is important to look at the background. It is important to look at the credentials. Anyone can call themselves a coach. And many people who call themselves coaches may have great credentials. Some of them might not. So making sure that there are a number of credentialing bodies. There's the Family Life Coaching Association that Dave, you mentioned at the beginning. There's also, I have a board certified coach credential. So that's another governing agency that kind of helps make sure there's some credibility behind the title of coach. So you can really kind of come of it from a lot of degrees and a lot of angles. But what I would recommend is to really look at the credentials out there and try to ensure that you have, that you're part of a professional organization that can help you with things like ethics and making sure that you have the training that you need and to be able to have the skills to help the families when they come to you.
Mm-hmm. So this is more, Kim, than just a friend reading a book and being like, okay, I feel like I can help people and just guide them. If I just ask the right question, there's more education that's needed.
Right? I actually did a little study at the maybe a decade ago just to see what credentials people who called themselves family life coaches are. And there was literally one that said, I read a book. I'm not even joking. So, yeah, some people read a book and call themselves a coach. But most of us have some sort of a certification and degree behind us that gives us the skill set. Families are complicated, as you guys know. Families come with a lot of dynamics that if you don't have the training and background that you need, you can do more damage than good. So the coaching process, as sort of elegant and simple as it is, if you don't have that family science or that psychology background, it can be tricky. So definitely getting the training is super important.
We'll be right back after this brief message. And we're back. Well, let's dive right in.
And what's our first rule of thumb, right? Do no harm.
Do no harm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, do no harm. So good for you. And like you said, though, Dave, so many of your students, I can hear them. And there's an ad on TV right now that's for free counseling. And there was a cute gal, you know, just saying she's a young cohort. She just said, you know, all my cohorts feel the same way. We just want to help. And they probably have a backbone to it. There's probably something to it. But there is such a need for help. Right? Probably more than ever before.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I love your insight of make sure, look at somebody's background and training.
Make sure there's some substance underneath. I think it would be a tip I would recommend.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good advice. One of the questions I'm sure we're going to get from your wonderful interview today, Kim, is how do I find a qualified family life coach? Where do people turn as that first step when they're looking for help or they just want to try talking with a family life coach?
So that was the exact question I was grappling with when I was started training my students. I've trained about 1,000 students in family life coaching over the past, a little over a decade. And I wanted families to be able to find my students that were graduating, but I also wanted coaches to find each other. So that's where the Family Life Coaching Association was kind of designed from. So a small group of us got together. So it's Family Life Coaching Association is the name of the organization. And we have basically a repository there. So you can look up and find coaches in all different states. We're a young organization and we're still building. And our website does have that repository, but that's not where all of the coaches are. I also think, you know, by all means, word of mouth. If you know someone who's had a great family coach, you can also get referrals if you talk with, like many of our coaches have partnerships with community providers, like medical providers and mental health providers. So checking to see who in your community might be able to recommend a family life coach. There's also, like I said, the board certified coach has, those of us who are trained as board certified coaches, you can also do a search for board certified coaches. They don't necessarily have the family background though. That's the trick with the BCC. And same with the international ICF, international something, International Coaching Federation found it. You can find coaches there, but not so much with that family science background. So the Family Life Coaching Association would be my recommendation for where to find a coach or to find a coach if you're a family or a couple looking. And also, if you're interested in this as a profession, go check out the website at flcassociation.org.
Okay. FLCassociation.org. Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we'll put those links in the in our show notes as well, Kim, for folks, as well as links to your information, because you may be flooded here with questions and comments about this area. I mean, without there's tons that goes into this, obviously, right? And entire courses and background education. Would you say there are a few skills, I guess, a few primary skills that a family life coach has that they learn? And if so, what are those kind of the core? Are there some kind of core skills that you have that you could share?
Yeah, you bet. And some of them are going to be familiar to both you and Liz with your clinical and educational backgrounds, but the building a rapport, you really have to have good communication skills and the ability to kind of listen and not just listen, but listen for. So we listen for feelings. We listen for opportunities. We listen for where to celebrate. We listen for strength. So really a lot of skill development around how we listen as coaches. And also some really tangible skills around goal setting and making sure when we're working with clients, we're making sure that the goals that they're setting are small enough that they're achievable and realistic, kind of the SMART goal, but a little even more in depth around that. So definitely some skills around making sure you know how to help a family set a goal and reach that goal. And then some work around accountability. Like, I sometimes need to ask my clients, what kind of accountability do you want from me? Like, when I work with adolescents, it's probably going to be some texts throughout the week. When I work with really busy professional women, they just kind of come to me when they're ready and I don't really bother them in the middle. So knowing your client, knowing your niche area and being able to utilize those skills per the client's needs.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. That's really helpful, I think, for some to kind of get a context. Okay. Yeah. What do I need? Yeah. What are the fundamentals of this?
Yeah. And it's I'm sure you guys have heard this. People will say to us, like, coaching skills can be developed, but that there's also this part of us that's really natural. Like, people just naturally come and talk, right? If you're someone who people just share things and ask your opinion and draw you in, that's sort of a, I guess if you think about Clifton Strengths, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Clifton Strengths, but they talk about just the way you naturally are. But when you practice the things you're already good at, you get even better. So some of us are natural coaches. We just naturally know how to support other people, bring out their strengths, guide them. But we can get training in that to make it even more science focused, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yep, I like that. So listeners, if you are one of those people that you're like, man, people tend to come to me with their problems and I, you know, share advice and things. And even, Kim, is it possible for, I mean, 10 hours a week for someone to do this part-time from their home?
Almost all family life coaches that I know do it part-time. There are a few that are full-time that are part of maybe a nonprofit or part of a medical facility, but most of the coaches are 10, 20 hours a week, and they just see some clients and then are raising their own families or are doing writing or other kinds of work in addition to coaching.
Oh, great.
Great questions. You guys are so inquisitive. I love it.
I'm so curious, going back to who's in the session.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. A lot of times I'll have a parent call me, mom and dad, and they're very upset about their child or their adolescent or even their adult child. And I don't know how you feel, but sometimes I'll say, well, let's start with us. Let's meet the three of us and go from there. Because oftentimes that adult child or adolescent doesn't want to come in. Do you find that it could still be helpful coaching?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Almost every parent coaching session, and I've had many parent clients, almost all of them turn into couples coaching. It just so happens that if the parents are not on the same page, it's really hard to parent together. So almost all of my parent coaching is couples coaching, honestly.
Yes, very good. I mean, yeah. It makes sense why that would be the case.
I mean, the couple I talked about where they had a new baby, I sent them Gottman's book. We spent a lot of time because sometimes when you're a coach, you put on the educator hat. So I was able to really talk with them about some of the best practices in couples relationships and focusing on this, on the positives and doing all the things that we know. It really isn't about parenting, but it's 100% about parenting. It's the foundation to really great families is really great couple relationships.
Ah, very good. So let's see here. Can you remind us, where is the best place to find you and learn more about you and your resources?
Of course. So you can find me at drkimallen.com. I have my own little website. You can also just Google Kim Allen, North Carolina State University, and I will pop up pretty quickly there. So I am at NCSU full time, and then I do see a couple clients on the side and have a tiny little organization that I'm starting called Sweet Gestalt, which, because I think this, that moment when everything's working together is such a sweet moment, right? When you get all the pieces together. Yes. So I'm doing some coaching and consulting on the side, but drkimallen.com is the best place to find me, or familylifecoachingassociation.org if you're looking for credential kind of information.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah. Again, yeah, we'll be sure to make sure we put all those links and websites on our show notes. So listeners, be sure to go there to check out more information about Dr. Kim Allen. Kim, before we let you go, we like to ask all of our listeners what their takeaway of the day is. If there's a message that you have for our listeners, what would that be?
Oh, good question, Dave. I guess I would say, if you ask the average person, what's the most important thing to you? More often than not, we're going to say our family. We're going to say our children, our partner. We might say our faith. We might say some other things, but family's really at the top up there. So to me, I think the takeaway is to invest in that family, in the family dynamics. And I mean, we all have health goals. Most of us New Year's friends, we have health goals. We don't even think twice about joining a gym and getting the support we need for our physical health or going to a doctor. We need to invest in what's most important to us, and that's our family. Whether that's spending quality time together, having some really meaningful conversations, or going and getting support from family life educators, family life coaches, psychologists, therapists, whoever, you know, depending on what your need is, invest in your family. I think that's what I'm taking away from today.
Oh, that is awesome. Love that takeaway. Liz, what about you? What's your takeaway of the day?
Well, you know, when I first think of family life coach, again, it's a really new term to me. Just within that is just so much. It's parenting life. It's how to do a better job connecting to your family. There's so much to it. I'm just tickled that we can really expand this opportunity for people to get more and more support. And the thing, like you said, Kim, that matters most, which is our relationships.
Yeah.
Dave, what's your greatest takeaway in our time together?
Yeah, this has been fun. It's been fun to catch up a little bit, Kim, before this as well. Something that you said earlier, it really hit me. And that is when we talked about listening, you said the word listening for instead of listening to. And for some reason that I don't know if I haven't heard that before, but that really jumped out, because you're listening for feelings instead of just listening to a person. You're kind of listening for them to be done, and then you're going to jump in, but you're actually listening for feelings. You're listening for strengths and just try to see things from their perspective. So I don't know, for some reason that really stood out to me, and I appreciate that. So thank you. What do you think is the key to a stronger marriage connection? That's another question that we like to ask all of our guests on the podcast. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on that? The key to a stronger marriage connection.
I kind of know the science a little bit behind that, but from my own anecdotal, like real life experience, if you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong. I think it's about building those fun times as a family, as a couple, as a marital partner, like doing the things that bring you joy. To me, that's what it's all about.
Oh, Kim, I love that. And not only does Kim mention that, but she actually lives that. I don't know if there are very many people fun and who are smiling. I mean, with her family and her work and all that she does, she's like, this has got to be fun. This has got to be enjoyable. So you live what you preach, Dr. Kim Allen.
Well, you guys are so affirming and so uplifting, and I am so grateful to just be a part of this hour. Thank you so much.
Oh man, we can't tell you how much we appreciate it. And the insights on family life coaching. So for those who are, one of the keys here that we want to share, I think, Liz, is that when you need help, reach out and get help, whether it's relationship education, whether it's a blog article, but whether it is a therapist, psychologist, and now another option that many of you have not heard of, it's a family life coach or it's a marriage coach, and they're everywhere. And so again, kind of be with any type of resource, be picky, do your homework, you know, talk to others about that. Do a little bit of research and background, but man, reach out, get the help. It's worth exploring to help you in your relationship, to help you even in your parent-child relationships. As Kim mentioned, several examples there as well, because that impact when things are not going well, the parent-child relationship, as you mentioned, kind of goes backwards into that couple relationship. So investing that time and energy there. Well, Kim, thank you so much once again for joining us here on another episode of the Stronger Marriage Connection. We so appreciate you and your time.
Thank you. Thank you both so much. This has been my pleasure.
All right, my friends, that's all for now from us. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Stronger Marriage Connection. And Liz, take it away.
And remember, it's the small changes that create a stronger marriage connection. We'll see you next time.
Bye now.
Thanks for joining us today. Hey, do us a favor and take a few minutes to subscribe to our podcast and the Utah Marriage Commission YouTube channel, where you can watch this and every episode of the show. When you hit the like button and leave a comment, your feedback helps us improve the show. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend. You can also follow and connect with us on Instagram at Stronger Marriage Life and on Facebook at Stronger Marriage. Be sure to share with us what topics you want us to explore or what you loved about today's episode. If you want even more resources to improve your relationship connection, visit our website at strongermarriage.org. where you'll find free workshops, webinars, relationship surveys, and more. Each episode of Stronger Marriage Connection is hosted and sponsored by the Utah Marriage Commission at Utah State University. And finally, a big thanks to our producers Rex Polanis and Alexis Alcott and the team at Utah State University. And you, our audience, you make this show possible.